country.
Dear Rudy, I just got back from a moonlit walk in this crack in the earth called the Grand Canyon. We are in Supai, the village home of the Havasupai tribe, people of the blue-green water. As we walked up a narrow trail, tribal spokesman Roland Manikaja sang me a song for the red walls as his young boy and I soaked it all in. I want to be in places where reality is formed from landscape and history rather than schedules and television. I don't think I'm alone in seeking authenticity in my travel, open to recapturing ways of being that many of us have lost in the dervish whirl of modern life.
Rudy, the night is beautiful. A little bit ago, I sat on a rock and watched the circle of sky above me fill with stars. At home, on our little ranch in Nevada, the night sky stretches forever. Here, it hovers directly above, a glittering dome framed by the steep canyon walls. I found myself thinking of Mr. Manikaja's world and of my own, different in so many ways, but lit by the very same stars.
Is author Teresa Jordan and folklorist Hal Cannon. They're correspondents for a new regular feature we're introducing today on The Savvy Traveler called The Open Road. It's all about the vast region of our country we call the West. Since you'll be hearing from them regularly in the coming year, we thought we should give them a proper introduction. Hal and Teresa, welcome to The Savvy Traveler.
Howdy.
Hi there.
Well, I'm an Eastern kind of guy. I grew up in Ohio, and I've spent 25 years of my professional life in Washington, D.C. So help me out here. What is it that you find so compelling about the West?
Well, it's open, and you can see a million stars, and it's a good place to come and sort of retool if you need to do that.
The West is a challenging place to live, and I'm always fascinated in the many ways that people have found to live here for the last 10,000 years.
Well, you both have deep roots in the West, don't you? In fact, Teresa, I've heard a rumor that you were once a rodeo queen. Is that right?
Rudy, who are your sources?
I think you actually told me, or Hal did, one of you.
It must have been Hal. No, it is true. I was Miss Frontier for Cheyenne Frontier Days in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and in my own unbiased opinion, the best rodeo in the world.
And Hal, your family goes back generations in Salt Lake City, doesn't it?
Well, my great-great-grandpa said this is the place when he came with his flock of people. That was Brigham Young in 1847, so we've been here ever since.
So can you give us a preview of some of the places you've chosen to explore with us this year?
We had a great opportunity going up the Inside Passage of Alaska. We were invited to come out to a very small Native village where for the first time in 60 years, a newly carved totem pole was going to be raised in this village, and we're going to hear a little bit of tape of me helping 100 other people carry this totem pole to its final resting place. About 100 of us carrying the totem pole from where it was set up to the totem park, all with white gloves on.
All right, well, did you get the pole up, Al?
Yes, we got it up, and I was sweating by the end of it, I'll tell you.
All right. Now, I know that you and the organization you created, the Western Folklife Center, started the annual Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Will you be introducing us to any real-life cowboys during the next year?
Well, I'm afraid we're going to be with cowboys quite a bit. The first thing we're going to do is visit the annual Cowboys Christmas Ball in Anson, Texas, where every year for over 100 ranchers and people from this part of Texas get together and dance the old shottishes and waltzes and two-steps, and we'll take you there.
What's your name?
Megan.
Megan, have you danced yet?
Yes, sir.
Did you have fun?
Yes, sir, I did.
Are you going to dance?
dinner tonight?
Yes, sir. I hope so.
Who are you going to dance with?
Maybe my grandpa.
Oh, that'd be great. Is he a good dancer?
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a pretty young cowgirl at that Christmas ball, Al. But we're taking our first journey with you next week. Where are we going?
We're going to go to the Bonneville Salt Flats, Rudy, which is where some of the fastest cars in the world strut their stuff. And in fact, for $75, you can put a number on your own car and see how fast it'll go. Hal, let me try to wind up our old Volvo to 100 miles an hour.
Okay, we're up to 20 miles an hour.
Keep your ground on the road. I'll do that. We're going 40. You don't have to do it all at once, honey. I'm just getting scared. 60. You're going 80, 85, 95. See if you can make 100.
Wow, that's pretty racy for a Volvo, Teresa, I got to tell you. Hal Cannon and Teresa Jordan will be bringing you their tales from the open road regularly in the coming year here on the Savvy Traveler.